Will there be robot teachers? Listen to the interview with Dr. Philip Meyer about how artificial intelligence may take away people's jobs. Dr. Meyer, we read so much these days about artificial intelligence taking away people's jobs. Recently, I read about robot cleaners and robot factory workers, but it's hard to imagine a robot taking away a job in which human contact or creativity are important. Take doctors or teachers, for example. A robot could never do their jobs, could it?
I think robots are good at many more things than we think. Robots are already better than some doctors at finding out what illness someone has. Also, some patients might find it easier to talk about personal information with a machine than with a person. Also, robot teachers might be around one day. Some education experts think that the robot takeover of the classroom might happen around 2030.
I'm not sure if robots will be able to read students' faces and understand their feelings the same way a human teacher does, are you?
No, I don't think that robots will ever be able to really understand humans as another human can.
Will there be a place for robot teachers then?
Well, one thing is certain. A robot teacher is better than no teacher at all. There are parts of the world where there aren't enough teachers. About a quarter of all children worldwide under the age of 14 don't go to school at all. Robots could teach those kids. They could teach anywhere and wouldn't be stressed. Also, they wouldn't move somewhere else where they get more money.
I understand. That makes sense. But will robots also help teachers around here?
You see, in many offices, software helps people to do things like answering emails or arranging meetings. Teachers spend a lot of time doing things where they don't teach or work with students. Take correcting homework or writing reports, for example. If robots could cut the time teachers spend outside the classroom, teachers would have more time and energy for the parts of the job they do best.